According to the Washington, D.C.-based Transportation Research Board, 100 children are killed each year walking to and from school, and about 25,000 are injured. So Boca Raton Democratic Representative Irv Salzberg says he wants to cut down on those figures by making it illegal to use cell phones while driving on school property, as well as in school zones, hands-free devices included.
In my building, there's no talking on the telephone. There's no texting. There's no anything. So nothing could get confused, and someone would say they're on their GPS, or they're on their Pandora, or they're changing their music.
Salzberg says the dangers and distractions are much greater inside a school zone, and drivers should be held to a stricter standard.
In school zones, they're filled with young, inattentive children, inexperienced teenage drivers, large crowded school buses, plethora of distractions in the car, Facebook, there's check-in and check-in out. There's all sorts of social media, Twitter, and everything's going on in the car. And you just have to pay more attention in school zones.
Salzberg's bill would make phone use in school zones a primary offense, meaning law enforcement officers can pull drivers over for the violation. He says that's different from the current texting while driving ban, which is a secondary offense, meaning drivers have to be pulled over for something else first. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.